FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM.
Oh, happy Friday, guys.
Happy Poets Day.
Poets Day. Happy Poets Day. Piss off early tomorrow, Saturday.
That
calling
is.
A boss a bit later in the show.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Get somebody off work early today. Now, I've got to say, guys, you two so far today are too much. You're literally like an old married couple. You've got grumpy old Creeper over here who's getting a little bit snappy Tom with Jade. Then you've got Jade who's just forcing everyone to listen to the new Lady Gaga album, which she's clearly very excited about.
Just a little bit, I reckon.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm like a big kid with a boombox. Legit, I've got my Wonder Boom running around playing it to anyone who will listen.
There you go, Jade.
Oh, God. Isn't that a drug that you love? Lady Gaga. I'm serious, guys. Chromatica, her new album came out, and it is amazing.
It is very good, hey?
There's a bunch of songs on there that you've been pretty excited about.
Oh, okay, so Sour Candy with Blackpink. Oh, can't wait for that to drop as a single. Sign from Above with Elton John. Holy dooly, get on that when you have a chance today. Amazing.
Good stuff. Well, very exciting start to the day so far. Also, after 8 o'clock today, the big announcement, we will be announcing the couple that will be tying the knot this afternoon at Bar Beach for our drive-through wedding.
Yay!
This is amazing. This is a great day because it's a celebration of love, really, isn't it?
It really is. I love love. Love, love's great. Is that your computer, Jade?
No.
No, it wasn't.
No?
It. Very good. Okay, kick off the show. Creevo, you've got a surprise for Jade next.
Yeah, I do. And
what's going on?
Well, it's sort of something that you have come up with in your own way without realising it.
Okay, so it's a Jade surprise, so it must be good. Came up with it.
Yeah, well, yeah, in a way, yeah.
This is cool.
Very good. 7 minutes past six. Right now, kicking off the show, Fun Some Nights at New FM. Good morning. Waking you up live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo, you've got a surprise for Jade.
That I do. So, Maddie, you might remember this.
Yeah.
This week, actually, we wore water balloons as boobs
yes,
on the show.
Yes, I do remember that well.
And you liked them, didn't you? I know, Maddie, you did.
You loved
them. Crevo secretly did, as if he didn't.
No, I got a sore neck from it. But anyway, it was a bit of fun, you know, just kicking about. And at the time, Jade said, oh, you know what, I could wear something around to feel what it's like to be a man.
Oh, no.
So
some people have hit her up about this in the socials, actually. Jade, when are you wearing the sausage?
Yeah. So I didn't get a sausage because I thought that's
too meaty.
It's a bit meaty and gross.
Too meaty.
But what I've actually got here in the bag, and Jade, I'll get this out. And I thought maybe just an hour of it.
Okay.
And describe what you see as you pull it out of the bag there.
I'm looking inside the bag. Oh, no.
Show me.
Okay, so there's some string, but next to the string,
just pull it all out, actually. It's a bit of a contraption I've set up.
It's a carrot and two spuds, like the male appendage.
Maddie, now you...
Have you modelled this on yourself?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Is this the Crevo? I'm wearing the Crevo. It's like, you know, when they name dillies after after the
Maddie,
male model.
Maddie, why don't you have a go at describing what you see there?
So, we have a carrot about 2 inches of thickness, maybe 5.5 inches
in length.
Long, in
yeah.
length. We've got two very small baby potatoes. and you've got the little growths coming out of them, you know?
When a potato's been in the cupboard for a bit too long.
Yeah, someone's caught.
It does look very accurate, I've got to say.
Oh, thank you.
I like it. My spud has an STI, but that's okay.
It's all right. So the New FM live stream on Facebook, if you wanted to watch this.
She can't put that in her pants.
Oh, no, I wasn't suggesting it. I was thinking.
Dangle that around.
Yeah,
that's not going inside. Anyway.
Wear it on the outside, Maddie. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, good. It was a bit hard to be on the inside.
This is amazing. Oh, geez. Let's see if I've got the right size hips here.
I got enough
awkward
string.
If the string's too short.
No, mate. Especially since I measured it for me. You could put the string around the front if you want to tie a knot. if that's easier. That
did you want to fix it for her?
Not really.
I think it's best that you give her...
No, I'll be right, thanks.
The balls.
If I do this, hang on.
How does it feel weighty, Jay?
It actually does feel weighty, and it's really waving. I can't help but do little pelvic thrusts.
I told you, see, every man and woman dreams of having the opposite
stuff.
Wow, I like it. Is that... It's fixing my mic. I'm standing up and I've got my carrot and my two spuds.
Did you want to show the live stream? New FM Facebook page if you want to check Jade's
let's have a look
new
here.
Edition.
Yeah. I don't know if
an
you can
appendage,
see it on the live
will.
Stream. I'll do a little show in the break on the live stream. But
it's a carrot and potatoes,
and
isn't it?
I can feel it sort of like hitting the leg. You know, you look at a guy's crutch normally and
it's usually hanging left or right.
Left or right. I think mine's dead straight.
Well, most people like it like straight vegetables.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, well, yeah,
straight
definitely.
Straight vegetables are better.
Well,
nobody
they always sell better at the supermarket, don't they?
Oh, well, at least...
Yeah, they do.
I'll get an idea of what you guys go through on a daily basis.
Yeah. Good. Hard work, isn't it?
Yeah.
Up for grabs next. Moving on, we have a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley Red straight from the boss's office here at New FM. Unapproved prize.
Yeah,
that's
it.
Because we're rebels.
A new game, Crevo. Scissors, paper, rock. So it's basically as simple as that. Scissors, paper, rock. We've got a preloaded answer to what Crevo today has chosen. Your job is to beat him. 13-10-09. The lines are open right now. Playing next at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Lady Gaga, all you fans must be frothing this morning. Her brand new album, Chromatica, out today. It's very good, Jade.
It is so
very
good.
Hey, right now it's time for our brand new game. It's called Scissors, Paper, Rock. Very simple. On offer, a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine. The lines are open. 13-10-09.
Before we jump into this rock, paper, scissors tournament, which is kind of funny,
I'm going to take you guys through my scissor collection. I love every single one of these scissors.
Paper, I'm getting paper.
Yeah. Oh, good job on that one.
I love it.
Very quirky.
It's honestly my favourite. But please call 13-10-09 if you want to play Scissors, Paper, Rock, because this is the greatest game on radio right now.
I really love the convictions of your claims there, Jack.
You know, it is. Yeah. Who doesn't love a game of Scissors, Paper, Rock?
Who doesn't love free wine? Well, is the easiest part.
Well, that too.
Crevo, you're the person that Newcastle has to beat this morning, and we have Jackie on the line. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi there, how are you?
Oh, doing good.
Good morning.
Happy Friday, happy Poets Day. Are you working today?
No, not at all.
Oh, good.
Oh, you beauty.
Long weekend.
Very good. What's on for your day today, Jackie? Anything special?
No, washing.
Oh, that good, eh? Well, maybe a bottle of wine to make that a lot more fun.
Liquid detergent or powdered detergent?
Right down the hedge.
Oh, good, good.
Okay, I'm liquid.
Yeah, I like it. I like liquid detergent as well.
Yeah,
it's good.
I think
it's better
to liquid,
clean.
Yeah.
More expensive. It's a trick of the trade, you know. That's how they get you to buy more.
Anyway, so true.
Crevo, you are versing Jackie today. Take the floor.
All right, so, Jackie, I've recorded what my answer is before the show, so I've got no chance to change it. All you've got to do now is scissors, paper, rock, and, you know, feel free to... Try. You can ask if you want and try and get it out of me as well.
Okay.
All right, so go for it. Scissors, paper or rock, what do you want to take?
Scissors.
You're going to go scissors?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
All right, let's see what I said earlier. All right, so on the 29th of May, my selection today is scissors.
Oh,
it's
no.
A draw.
It's a draw.
I think we've got to give Jackie the wine in that case.
Give Jackie the wine.
Yeah.
The wine's all yours, Jackie.
You'll always be a winner with scissors, paper, rock, it seems.
Well, not always. You never know. You might lose.
Let's be honest. We didn't record a second
second round.
So, you know.
You know, Jackie, yesterday after the show,
we had this big discussion.
Big argument around the team. I said, this game is flawed. It's not good for radio. The guy's like, no, we can do this. I'm like, okay, but there's another flaw.
Well, we're working out the kinks, you know.
I told you guys,
look, it's only day two.
Okay, I'll give it another shot. Enjoy the wine, Jackie. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the washing. Crevo, up next, though, we're talking, where did the animal get stuck?
That's right. We've got an animal getting stuck story. 13-10-09, maybe you've got a pet that's gotten stuck inside a door or a couch or who knows where, or a cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's like a farm animal. We're taking all of those stories after the news.
And don't forget, after 8 o'clock, if you are one of our three couples in the running for our drive-through wedding, mm-hmm. we're making a big announcement at 8:10 this morning. Doing our afternoon news. New FM, good morning.
The Novos.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
Look, I know you guys don't like talking about it, but I need to get it off my chest,
get
okay?
Get it off your chest,
what
Jade.
Is this,
so,
Jade?
As happy as my morning's been because of the new Lady Gaga album, last night, obviously, rugby league was back on telly.
Broncos gone.
Broncos.
What happened?
My team, the Bronx, we ended up 6-6 at halftime, and then I had to go to sleep because I had to be up early. And then I woke up this morning to the score of 34-6. Broncos lost.
They never
lost.
Scored a single, another goal after that.
Nah, maybe I was their lucky charm. Maybe I should have stayed awake longer, I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah,
but
that's obvious.
Devastating. Devastating blow.
You'll
but
be right,
Jay. It was actually awesome, though, watching the first half of the telly. They had fake crowd sound effect going. They also...
They really?
They
I was
did.
Wondering about that.
They did, and they had in parts of the stadium, they did feel chairs. As well, with
really?
Like cardboard
like a couple,
cutouts.
Oh, cardboard cutouts. Because I was thinking, you know, this is a great time to be in the audio production of a TV station.
Yeah.
Because suddenly they're like, we need these recordings. They're like, don't worry, guys, I've got heaps of it saved away. I've been waiting
Very
for this
true.
Day.
Yeah,
well,
so...
Of course, our boys, the Newcastle Knights, taking on the Panthers this Sunday at 4 o'clock. So
that'll be interesting. It's interesting seeing how all the teams are coming back after... Just everything.
Ages.
Wouldn't you love to be Kalen Ponga, just signed that massive contract, $1 million a year. So he's actually on, like, suspension at the moment.
Yeah,
so,
I think he's got 2 game suspension.
Yeah. Isn't that just great?
Does he get, like, 9 months of his year off?
Yeah. Still gets paid a mil.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly being paid a mil.
Yeah.
But, like, he gets his rap over the knuckles and gets a pay rise. I mean, does that happen in any other job?
No.
It hasn't happened for us.
Yeah. We've had plenty of raps over the knuckles. All the naughty stuff we've done.
But Crevo, where did the animals get stuck?
Yeah, that's right. So pets, or maybe it's like an animal that you rescued, that sort of vibe. This is after a fox got its head stuck in an alloy wheel.
Oh, I love foxes.
You know, I was watching a video the other day of a cat that got its head stuck in a soup can. Poor thing, it was very unhappy when
Fish
its head
soup.
Was released.
That's all I can think of.
Hoodie in the Blowish Fish right now. Only want to be with you at New FM. Good morning. Oh, live across Newcastle. Happy Friday. Happy Poets Day.
Yes.
And, of course, don't forget, there's a meme up on our Facebook page. If you want us today to call your boss and convince them to let you off work early today, hit us up and we'll make it happen, guys.
Yeah, yep. We'll do our best anyway.
Well, I know today's Poets Day for us. To
yeah,
a degree.
That's true.
Get Balin out of here early,
we've
but to our wedding.
To go, yeah.
So we sort of have an excuse for Poets Day.
Exactly right. And that's often what you need. It's just a good excuse.
Small excuse.
We'll help you with them. We're full of them.
13-10-09, where did the animal get stuck after a fox was found to have its little head stuck through an alloy wheel?
Yeah, you sounded like Elmer Fudd.
What?
From, you know, with that cartoon character, Elmer Fudd, I think it is.
I do know that character. So, obviously, this happened over in the UK because they care about foxes over there because they're native.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Poor little things.
So, this is what we're after. Stories of where the animal got stuck.
Yeah, you lived on a farm when you were growing up, right? So you would have had lots of farm animals.
Well, one of the good ones that I remember was this cow, right? It had just given birth to a beautiful little calf.
Oh,
maybe,
cute.
Maybe a few days before.
Oh.
So it was a real little fella, you know? And one day, whenever we have like a baby calf, you go and check on it each day to make sure it's all right.
Yeah.
We go out there one morning, gone. Just totally gone. Disappeared. And we're like, oh, this is not good. We're searching everywhere, every field, like behind trees, because cows will often, what they call, plant a calf, which is where they put it, like tell it to stay there, basically, while it goes and eats. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So we thought, oh, maybe it's done that. Another day goes past, still completely gone.
So what were you guys thinking at this point?
Really confused because it's quite a big animal. It's not like a predator can come and take it. Wild dogs or anything could happen.
Well, I didn't grow up on a farm. The only little calves I've seen have been at the Newcastle show, for instance, when they've got the cute little nursery. So how big is should a calf be at that stage?
Oh, about a metre long, would you say?
Yes, or a bit less, maybe like a really big German Shepherd sort of thing.
Okay. So it's pretty big.
It was a hobby farm, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like thousands of acres or anything. Anyway, so we go on a full search party, right? We got about six or eight people. We spend the whole day. We've got the dogs, like, trying to, because often they can sniff weird stuff out. Once the dog starts barking at a wombat hole, the calf had gone down the wombat hole.
Oh, no.
And was about 3 metres underground. We managed to use, like, shovels and dig it out. We had to dig up the whole wombat hole. It took, like, six men half the day.
What a nightmare.
The calf was fine.
Not a broken limb, anything.
No, it was absolutely fine. I think we called it lucky.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, you would.
How was the rump?
Wow, delicious.
What a extra story. Juicy. And how, like, nerve-wracking, too, because when you were digging the calf out, you got to think, you don't want the wombat hole caving in on the...
Oh, yeah, there's all that to consider.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Wow. All right, taking your calls right now. Katie, good morning. Where did the animal get stuck for you?
We had a double whammy. My mum ducked home in her lunch break to grab something out of the house and she left her keys in so she couldn't leave. So she tried to climb through, this is many years ago, a laundry window.
Are you talking about your mother right now?
I am. Hang on. Just wait. It gets better. So mum's hanging halfway out a little tiny laundry window when our golden retriever decided to climb over the top of her and get stuck in the window with her in a Venetian blind. So she's underneath, we've got a golden retriever on top of her, stuck in a window in a Venetian blind.
No!
And it was the middle of the day by herself and she didn't have a phone or anything, so she was stuck in there for a little while. And then obviously, like, she's halfway in, so she's had to pull the Venetian blind off while the dog was stuck in it, and the dog sort of flicked out like a fish that you caught on the fishing line, she described. And then had to get herself wedged out of this window. So every day of my life, I wish I had a photo because that would have been
one of the greatest.
Yeah, how long ago would that have been? Was it mobile phone cameras around then, or?
No, I think I was actually in primary school, so.
The old wind up film.
Yeah.
You take a picture.
Yeah, it looked like the black and white film.
It's not the 40s style.
That's what it was
back then. The 90s.
Yeah. The 90s. don't accuse Katie of being old.
You are! You're saying that she's bloody. Titanic era. Jesus. Oh, what a story, Katie.
Amazing.
Never disappoint. Thank you.
Incredible.
Wow. Well, guys, we've got a round of love it or loathe it after this. I'm going to get your thoughts on the daily topic.
Have your chihuahuas ever gotten stuck anywhere?
Oh, just in rooms behind me.
Oh, well, that's boring. Yeah. 6:44, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Or... Love it.
So it's my job to get Crevo and Thoughts on the daily topic.
Crevo and Thoughts. I love
Crevo and Maddie's Thoughts on the daily topic.
It's a very meaningful name.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it is actually
such a celebrity baby name.
Thoughts.
My child is called Thoughts.
Yeah. Thoughts Smith. Like, Will Smith would probably do that. Thoughts Paltrow.
Yeah, I was going to say Gwyneth Paltrow. I was trying to actually find that name in my mind for that. She's definitely a target of that.
But basically, I get your thoughts, and there's no fence sitting, guys. Yeah. On Minute Stake this morning.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Loathe it.
Love it. Love a good minute steak. Who has time to cook a, you know, big old thick piece of meat?
Not many people.
Well, Jade, yeah, this is interesting because we did chat about this in the car. I was like, where do you even get a minute steak.
Snobby
anymore.
Chef Crevo came out.
Millionaire Mark returns.
Yeah, only buying Wagyu steaks on the daily.
Wagyu.
Jade was not happy. She called me yesterday, last night, and she's like, you know what? She's like, Maddie, is there anything wrong with minute steak? And I said, you know what, Jade? I love minute steak.
It's amazing. Okay.
Nothing wrong with
minute
steak.
I actually just don't think I've had one for about 20 years.
Yeah, but they're, you know what?
It's probably fine. Beef is, like,
beef
all
is beef.
Is beef,
but
really.
The thing is, beef is great, especially, like when you're a uni student, when you're not working that much, when you're just on casual shifts. I know when I was younger, minute steak's the go-to because, hey, it's meat, you get my protein, and it's cheap. And but it cooks really quick. That's my ideal time spent in the kitchen, anything quickly.
But going through the supermarket, I honestly can't remember seeing
you
one for a long time.
Butcher. You've got to go to the butcher, I found down here.
As if you're buying your meat from a supermarket, Millionaire Mark. Like, five-star butcher is for you. What's your issue with minute steak? Because walk us through this.
No, I just don't think I've seen one for ages.
Great in a steak sandwich.
But you said you loathe it, so you obviously have some hatred towards it.
No, I just prefer a thicker steak because then you can get that beautiful pink in the middle.
Do you know what minute steak is really nice with, Jade? You should try it, Crevo.
Yeah.
Get two nice pieces of fresh white bread, mm-hmm. and you put one piece of minute steak, mm-hmm. some tomato, some lettuce, some mayo.
Steak sandwich.
That's what I just said a minute ago. Are you listening?
I wasn't actually.
Hey, you ignored me. I said, oh, it's great for a steak sandwich.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
I was.
Hey,
but
Maddie.
I was in other thoughts.
Hey, Maddie. You know what minute steak's great for?
A
steak
sandwich. How good is that?
How good is it, Jade? You'd probably love that too.
I do actually. Funny you should say.
There you go.
Yeah.
Minute steak.
I have to say as well, it was like the Jade and Crevo meat day yesterday because I heard you were quite fascinated by Jade's obsession with rooster rolls.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Let's do that, actually. Getting your thoughts on the daily topic, rooster rolls.
3, 2, 1, go! I'm going to say love it, but I'm a bit torn. It was because it basically...
Jade gave you a lift yesterday.
Yeah, and I was like, whatever treat you want, my treat. What do you want? Lunch? Anything?
And I say, can I please have a regular rooster roll combo from Red Rooster? Because they are the best. They are the bomb. I love them. I go on and on about rooster rolls here all the time.
Right, I've probably heard about them 100 times. And I was like, you know what? I'm never probably going to buy one on my own at any point.
I had one.
I was like, this is going to be a bonding experience.
Yeah.
It was quite good. I don't think I would buy one again, but it was... It's basically a hot mayonnaise chicken roll.
It's got magic mayo sauce.
Very soft
roll.
Don't they
have the stuffing on it as well?
No,
they've eased up on that. It used to come with a little bit of stuffing, but they've slightly changed the recipe.
Right.
But you know, years ago, I used to go to the Sunshine Coast for Christmas.
Yeah.
And on Christmas Day, we'd go to Red Rooster and get rooster rolls, roast chook, veggies. I love Red Rooster.
I was devastated when the Red Rooster closed here up towards Charlestown. I don't know what's in there now. I think it might be a Henny Penny. I could be wrong.
The animal.
But Henny Penny's good.
It was horrible. Oh, I'm an institution
for
a rooster.
Do you know what? Henny Penny do their version of a rooster roll as well. Very good.
Maybe we do that next week, Crevo.
Yeah, two for $10.
Really?
Yeah, quite cheap.
That's cheap.
That's a bargain.
But good.
The prices are stuck in the 90s as well.
Oh, guys. So, obviously, this morning, my surprise, Crevo, I absolutely loved it. I think I got a little bit too much enjoyment out of it. Oh. So, for those of you just joining us, earlier on the show this week, I made Crevo and Maddie wear fake boobs, which are just water balloons tied up with a bit of string around their neck. And God, didn't you whinge? Oh, my neck.
Yeah, we got a sore neck.
My back.
So you surprised me this morning, fellas, with a carrot and two spuds tied on a piece of string like the male appendage. You can check it out on our Facebook page. And Surprisingly, it's weird how much I'm really into it.
Are you going to take them off or leave them on?
You
better get rid of them before the kids are in the car.
Yeah, I'll take them off. I'll take them off. But you know what? What I've gathered from our experiment this week is that women have it so much harder. And I think you guys have to agree to that with the whole neck pain and the back pain.
Absolutely. I want Jay to keep them, though, the little setup you've made at Crevo. I want you to do this. If Ben, your husband, ever annoys you, boil a pot of water and drop them into the water and just make him watch.
And just watch his reaction.
Jim Shrivel Ryder.
Make sure you put it on Insta as well. It'd be amazing.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you can see live footage of my male appendage on our Instagram, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Okay. Coming up next, we're speaking to Hamish because Hamish received a very mysterious gift in the mail yesterday. He's wearing it now. We need to unpack this because I think he has a secret admirer on his hands.
Mm. And we have to get to the bottom of it.
Hamish, you've got a very nice, warm-looking hoodie. Can you explain what it is?
Yeah, so, okay, I'm a bit of an AFL fan, Richmond Tigers. Mighty Richmond Tigers.
Which you've said on the show maybe a handful of times.
Not many.
Not like every week or something.
Yeah. I'm cognizant of the fact that Newcastle being Newcastle isn't a huge AFL town.
Don't blame Newcastle, mate.
I'm just saying I don't talk about it. It's big everywhere else, Jade, okay, apart from Newcastle. literally everywhere else. Anyway, I got this package yesterday. No markings, no name on it. I opened it up and it's a lovely Richmond Tigers hoodie.
And it's very nice.
It's a luxe thing.
You were tickled pink.
I was. And mildly, you know, where did it come from?
Mysterious.
Curious.
So we're going to go on the search next for Hamish's secret admirer. If it was you, if you sent this package, please get in touch, 131009, because I'm sure he'd want to thank you.
Yeah, and you can remain anonymous.
Oh, yeah.
If that's the vibe you're going for, that's cool.
All right. Doing it after the news with Hamish, New FM, 6:59. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you.
And we got love. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
And a massive thank you to Happy Mobile Cafe. The legends, Carl and Benny, make us the great coffee and they give it to us every morning.
We love it.
Happy Mobile Cafe.
I don't know what we'll do without Carl and Benny in our lives now. They've been with us for quite a while now.
Yeah, they're like part of the family. They are. Very cute. It's great.
Do you know what else is very cute? Hamish, you got a present in the mail yesterday sent directly to the office. Now, this would creep some people out.
There was an element of creepage there as well, but it's a lovely gesture.
So why was he all creeped out for?
Well, I mean, would you be creeped out if you got a strange package with something, like, you know, a present about something that you like?
Your favourite thing is like Lady Gaga. If it was like a Lady Gaga jacket.
Yeah, I'd be stoked. There would be an element, though, when you receive a package you're not expecting, you always think, is there a bomb inside it or something like that? I do worry. Like, is it laced?
Why do you have to take everything to such a dark place?
No, just for a split second, and I think, oh, gift.
Here's
and
a
then
fun segment about lights. Hamish getting a free jacket, and you have to take it to Anthrax. Like,
and that really sets my mind at ease. Thank you.
Yeah, but you're fine. You're still alive.
We're on the hunt for Hamish's secret admirer. If you have sent Hamish a Richmond Tigers AFL Football Club hoodie, please give us a ring. You can remain anonymous. We have some questions for you.
Mm-hmm. Just fun and light and bright, though.
And I'm sure Hamish has some questions as well, because what I find even stranger is it fits you like a glove.
Yes, it is.
It's so almost as if they've seen you
pointedly
about town, and like it's almost as if they measured you up for size.
Great set of eyes if they've only seen Hamish once, because it's hard to do.
Possibly on the live stream or something, glanced as he walked through frame.
Well, we're doing that next, right after Salt and Pepper. Let's talk about sex with the Novos. Good morning. Tops of 20 degrees on the coast today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with Jay, Maddie and Crevo, and we are on the hunt for Hamish's secret admirer.
I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I want your high love and emotion endlessly.
Oh yeah, we already knew that Hamish is possibly Newcastle's sexiest radio newsreader.
Oh, definitely.
The women, and I'm sure some men, love his voice.
His
it's
voice.
Very deep and, you know.
It's not even husky, it's just got this sexual tone to it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, well, it's great for news, you know, good, because yeah. Everybody, it's commanding and people listen.
Yeah, it's like everyone's at alert.
Suddenly.
And they're just like, ooh.
Now, do you know what? This is an interesting type of job that we do. Hamish is included in this, and that is people sometimes, you know, hear the show every day or whatever, and then they feel like they know you, which is such a... This is why radio is such a great medium, right? Because it's so personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Hamish, yesterday you did receive a package. Some listeners go above and beyond to, you know, show you that...
They're appreciation.
They're appreciated. You're appreciated. You've received a Richmond Tigers Football Club hoodie with no name, no address, no return to sender. It's just nameless.
Yep,
addressed to you. Very strange. So we are on the hunt for your secret admirer this morning, 131009. You obviously do listen to the show. Give us a ring.
Quite closely to know... The favourite team of Hamish.
Yeah, but do you have a message for them, Hamish?
Oh, I love it. It's so comfortable. It's just a lovely gesture. So thank you, whoever did send it to me. It's wonderful.
You know what, Hamish? It could just be, you know, there isn't a lot of AFL followers in Newcastle, and if they are, like me, no one admits to it, you know. So you're very brave. But the thing
is, like a secret underground society.
That's why they haven't put their name on the package.
That's what they haven't.
Didn't want to be outed on air.
They obviously are another Richmond supporter, quite possibly, and they just want someone else wearing the gear around town.
Person of good taste, basically. Mm. Yes.
Now, Hamish, have you ever received a gift like this in your career before?
Never. Never. No, this is a first for me.
Aww,
yeah,
that's so really sweet.
And it looks like it has like a nice furry inside on the hood bit too. Yeah. Like
it's very comfortable.
For being outdoors in those cold AFL games.
Look, we did throw it out there, but I don't think they're going to call. Because if they didn't leave their name or a message too, they obviously want to stay a secret.
You know what's fascinating? Crevo, you and I both asked Hamish, was it official merch? Because, I mean, that would even take it to another level, wouldn't it? If they purchased official Richmond Football Club merch.
That's true.
Hundreds of dollars.
But I was looking at it just now, and I think it's actually quite nice. You said it doesn't have the sponsorships on it. I actually like the look of it more.
Yeah, and I think, we get rid of sponsorships, it's timeless, because, you know.
There's nothing worse when you buy sports merch and then there's Steggles chicken.
You
or
guys,
on the, like, a patch
we
for
love
it.
You Steggles.
We love Steggles.
We love Steggles. But I'm just an example, though. You don't want to get around with, you know, Hardy's Concrete World.
Why are you naming and shaming business?
No, that's a made up one. That one, but you know
what my point is that you're all missing here is that if this was ordered direct from China, it's even more custom made, which is quite worrying.
Oh,
so they've got it made for Hamish. Directly
from
China.
Do you think they've like measured Hamish at a distance, or like maybe they've done that thing? Maybe they've done that thing, you know, when somebody's standing near something that's a size that you know, like like a brick wall or something.
Let's be honest.
And then you measure the bricks.
Anyone who's seen me on the live stream will know that something on the on the larger side will probably fit.
Hamish, what did your partner Sally say about this?
Yeah,
I'd be a bit worried if I was. You know.
She had a good old laugh. No, it's not her. It wasn't her.
Okay.
She liked it.
Aww.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. And big thank you to whoever did that for Hamish. Absolutely. I think it's very sweet.
It is very sweet. All jokes aside.
Yeah. Very nice.
It shows that you connect Hamish. Like, you know, it's so lovely, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
It's a
connectable man.
Adoring fans.
But we love a kind gesture on this show, guys. And that's why next up we're doing Say Thanks with Flowers. If there's someone you want to say thank you with a bunch of flowers to in your life, you can register online at newfm.com.au, and we're going to meet someone who's going to be receiving some flowers.
Yeah, and
this.
A massive thanks to our friends at the Posy Post for providing these. You can get any flowers.
They're beautiful.
$37 delivered direct to your door. Doing it next, 7:16. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. ThePosyPost.com.au.
The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Say thanks with flowers.
Yeah, I love this. So basically, if you want to say thank you to anyone in your life, you just register online at newfm.com.au. Tell us a little about a little bit about why you want to nominate this particular person in your life for these flowers, and then you just might be getting the call up. Like Lonnie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you nominated your beautiful mother, Michelle. Tell us about Michelle and why you want to give her this bunch of flowers.
During all of this craziness, I had to close my business down.
Sorry to hear that.
It's all good. I can reopen next week, so it's all good.
Yay! Just give your business give a shout out.
I'm Flaunt Beauty. I'm a beauty salon. So
Flaunt Beauty. And where are you located?
In at Boolaroo.
Boolaroo.
How many women out there are going to flood your business when you open those doors, Lonnie?
Oh my God, don't you worry. I've been going through messages almost a week now since then.
Fantastic. Wow. That's great
and
to hear.
Still got so many more to go, so.
Oh, good stuff. Well, that sounds like you're going to have a good couple of months coming up.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Very looking forward to it. But Mum's been able to, she's helped so much just trying to get through everything. Mm-hmm. And she's just amazing, honestly. And she's had such a crazy time, so yeah, I just want
to. She's been listening to your stresses with your business and just
so many
mums. That's what's great about mums. Hey, Michelle, like Lonnie, like your mum, Michelle, like she's just they're just always there, and even if they'll always try to help, but the best thing mums do is listen.
Exactly.
Yeah,
she sounds like a great lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I'm very, very lucky.
Oh, that's so sweet, Lonnie. And congratulations on the business. I hope it all goes well for you next week. And do you just want to give it one more plug before we go here?
Yeah, of course. Yes, I'm Flaunt Beauty at Boolaroo. And yes, if anyone wants their brows done, that's my big main thing. So
On
in. Yep, that's my thing. So, yep, go to me on Facebook and give me a message.
Yeah, because Lonnie, I went on a mission to try and find eyebrow tint. You know the 1,000-hour eyebrow tint?
Oh, yeah.
Dark brown was sold out everywhere. And I've got light. I'm like a blonde, like a darkish blonde. I was thinking, oh, my God, I can't have bluest black eyebrows.
I'm just nodding and agreeing. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
All the women will understand right now because all you could buy was bluest black, and I was thinking, I look like I have a giant mono brow. Like,
oh, don't do that to yourself. No, no.
No, yeah, exactly.
You'll be the first one at the door waiting to get in.
Well, thank you so much, Lonnie, and we're going to send these beautiful flowers, all thanks to the Posy Post, to your mum, Michelle.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lonnie. Have a great weekend. Coming up next, we are very excited because, of course, our boys, the Newcastle Knights, first game back after this whole COVID-19 situation on Sunday, 4:00. And we're going to chat to James Bracey from Channel 9 next about what to expect this weekend in footy at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Guys, we are about half an hour away from finding out who is getting married today.
Oh, my God. And they're finding out for the first time ever. Yeah. This is exciting.
And then they get married like a few hours later.
5 hours later, tick-tock, man.
1:00 at Bar Beach Car Park. We found a nice little spot there where the camper vans park.
Limos organised, the flowers. All the three brides got their dresses, I believe. Mm-hmm. So it's all very exciting.
I'm so nervous because producer Jackson and Jeff, who is our celebrant, are going to the suburb and they're going to knock on the door of the winner's house. They don't know what suburb they're in or what house they're at.
Yeah,
we're going to do it live on the air after 8:00. This is
very
going to be so
exciting.
So
good.
But right, obviously, guys, the NRL last night, he was back. Parramatta destroyed my Brisbane Broncos 34-6. It was devastating. But James Bracey, he's going to join us next. All things NRL. And we'll get the lowdown on how the Knights are going to go against the Panthers this Sunday.
Very good. Right now, though, Nickelback How You Remind Me at New FM. Good morning.
Never made it as...
Top of 20 degrees on the coast today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. And guys, it's exciting times now. Footy's back.
Oh, last night, footy returned to the telly. It was awesome. Obviously, the Parramatta Eels taking on the Brisbane Broncos. Broncos unfortunately got smashed. 34-6, but that's okay. It was still, you know, great just to have sport on TV again. And all things NRL, James Bracey, he joins us now. Mate, how were you last night with the NRL back on telly? Were you stoked?
Oh, morning, guys. Oh, gee, it was a relief. It's been a long 10 weeks for us in the Wide World of Sports department, sort of twiddling our thumbs, making YouTube shows, and
Is that the boss's way of keeping you guys busy? Like, look, you can't go home. Like, just
at least
do
make some
YouTube
content
show.
We can sell.
Yeah, but I've been doing one show in particular with Joey, Fatty, and JT. And between Joey and Fatty, when they roll each other up, half of it gets cut, and that's for the internet, let alone making actual television.
Dude, what were they thinking, James? Like, you know, obviously, you know, footy immortals, they've never seen anything like this happen before. What were they saying behind the scenes? Were they like, oh, the NRL shouldn't stop, it should just keep playing? Because they're saying that apparently the NRL would have been better off just continuing playing the matches because they've taken such a big hit financially from...
Oh, yeah, massive hit. I mean, put it this way, our commentary team, they'd be more than happy to see Peter Vlady's made Prime Minister after what he's done. It's been like this. As soon as they put May 28 in the calendar, it gave all the gags something to look forward to. Whether or not it was going to happen or not, we didn't know, but it did. And it's still here. Everyone got through the night unscathed last night, except for the Broncos. So
heartbreaking,
mate. Do you think last night in particular, like Jade said, very different game for the guys to you know, play in? Do you think the lack of the crowd, like, threw the Broncos, perhaps?
Yeah, it's a weird one because Suncorp Stadium, as we know, holds like 50,000.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It's packed every home game.
Yeah, and like, it's just, I think that would be a strange feeling for those guys, no doubt about that. Whereas, you know, the Eels play in Sydney where they get used to no one rocking up the game. But, you know, they've had their great ground, Vanquish Stadium, to get to be, you know, they've got, I think, their next five at their home ground. So they're on a roll now with those three wins under the belt. But did you notice we had like the fake crowd noise going
on? Yeah.
That blew my mind, James. I was at home and watching the first half, Parramatta score, then Brisbane scored, and then the crowd was going wild, and I'm there going, go, son, like, and it was such a win, and then it cut to, like, a bit of the replay, and then I just saw these little cardboard cutouts in the background with the crowd going wild.
James, you can hear in her voice that she was, in fact, screaming at the television last night. That or she smoked a pack of Winnie Reds.
I mean, but on that, like you say, you know, the no crowd would affect the players, and they are piping it into the television to make it more entertaining. Do you think there's a chance they'll pipe it into the stadium for the players to hear?
It's not a bad idea, because I quite liked it on the coverage. It was one of those things I didn't really notice until I noticed it went. You sort of get like, because it just felt normal, and then you're seeing that there's no crowd, but you can... Then you notice that there's noise and you go, oh, wow, we're actually doing this. And so, maybe it is something that they can do. I know there's been a lot of talk about just, you know, cranking up the music so there's a bit more background noise echoing from the ground. But who knows? I mean, everything's like, we're just all sticking on our toes at the moment. Last night we crossed to Brisbane and the Broncos had put on a drive-through footy cinema, which was
very
really
clever.
Cool. The people were just rocking up in the, because the fans couldn't go to the game, rock up in your car, park, and then watch the footy on the big screen.
Very clever stuff.
Yeah, I am. Hey, James, real quick. Newcastle Knights, obviously, they're taking on the Penrith Panthers on Sunday. How do you reckon our boys are going to go?
Really good. I've just loved what has been happening for the Knights this year. 2-2 to start the year. I think this break, they're one of the teams, because there's a lot of youth there, well coached with Adam O'Brien coming on this year as well. I reckon they'll be ready to go. We've spoken to a few of the Knights boys on some of our internet shows in the lead-up, and they just seem ready to go. And look, it's a big blow, no Caelan Ponga, obviously, but no Nathan Cleary for the Panthers as well.
That's huge.
Yeah, this goes down to the wire, this one for me. It's Sunday, and it's on 9 too, so we're stoked to have it. Bring it on.
Ew.
Yeah. Do you know what as well? Like, there's nothing like, you know, a home Knights game, as you know, James. But I've got to say, there's a real energy and vibe with the Knights this year. Like, we went to the round one game, I think, at McDonald Jones Stadium, and there was just an energy in the air. So I think the boys are doing really well. We were chatting earlier today about the fact that Kalen's, you know, supposedly getting this $1 million a year contract. Have you ever gotten a rise at work and been suspended at the same time?
That's
a really good point.
Tonight's games, what are your tips? We've got Titans taking on the Cowboys and the Roosters with the Bunnies.
Titans, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow,
that could be ugly in Townsville if the Cowboys do choose to turn it on. Keep an eye on Valentine Holmes for that one. And Rabbitohs Roosters, always a beauty. That one's on 9 tonight. Ray Warren commentary on the 9 coverage. So the great man is back as well. And I'm going to look, the Roosters lost their first two. Surely they don't lose 3 to start the year. So I'll go the Roosters.
Yeah, otherwise we'd be calling them a bunch of chickens.
There he is, James Bracey from Channel 9. Thanks, mate, for joining us. NRL back on your TV, and as James said, Channel 9 tonight. So very excited for that.
Oh, but you know what? We were chatting the other day about just our little sweet tooths that we have. Maddie goes, I have ice cream in a sandwich. I said, get out of town.
Well, when I first heard about this, I was like, you mean like the old Monaco bar or something?
Or like the Maxi Bomb, which is... It's very underrated ice cream. But Maddie's like, no, I'm at home and I'm just scooping out a scoop from the punnet and putting it between white bread.
Guys, I don't do it on the reg.
That's a lie. You're doing it for breakfast on holidays. You're having the kids' dream breakfast, you know?
Chuck a couple of Fruit Loops on there for crunch.
Just bear with me, right? Two fresh, soft, white pieces of bread. Mm. Sandwiched in between those, a beautiful light layer of vanilla ice cream. You can either put Nutella. I like to put jam.
You're a sicko. But we're going to be actually having Maddie's ice cream sandwich breakfast after this.
Oh, God.
7:45 with the Novos. Good morning.
The Novos.
Paul Kelly, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. It's 5 minutes to 8 minutes away. We are revealing our winner of New FM's drive-through wedding. Producer Jackson is on his way to a suburb, and he's going to knock on a door and surprise our bride and groom. So that's minutes away, guys.
Very
after
exciting.
The news.
Don't go anywhere.
Right now, though, Jade, you were criticising me yesterday for my love of ice cream sandwiches, so we're going to try it.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, yummy.
I didn't know this was a thing, but it is. I know you can get Maxi Bonds, like they're probably the
OG
ice cream sandwich you can get. But then Maddie came out with, I actually just get two bits of plain white bread and I'll smear the ice cream all throughout the sandwich.
Maxi Bonds quality ice cream. This meal also quality. So I'm going to teach you how to make an ice cream sandwich.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Usually I put either Nutella or jam on the white bread, but today, because we don't have it, we've got melted caramello chocolate.
Okay. So those in your Cadbury type thing. Jade's spreading it on there.
Yep, so I'm just I'm using the back of a spoon because Crevo, you melted down the
caramello
in the microwave
fairly good. I'm putting holes in the bread, but that's okay.
You got to just accept that that's going to happen.
Yeah, there's not much you can do about
just
that.
Just spoon it on, Jade. You don't need
to. I'm spooning it. All right, that's good enough.
All right, now open up the Coles brand vanilla ice cream.
Nothing but the best.
Okay, I've got my big spoon.
It's a little bit melted.
You're
as
on
well.
The big radio money, aren't you, Maddie, when you're buying stuff
I
like that?
I actually really like the Coles because they only really use it for milkshakes. So,
you know what?
That's fine.
Well, are you making milkshakes at home?
Of course.
You're so cute.
Put more on, Jade. You need to scoop it on. Don't be shy.
Okay, I'm scooping.
Scoop it on.
All right, because we're all going to have a sample of this.
Okay.
All right, so that's it. So, like, spread it out with the back of the spoon. So the chocolate caramello melt and the vanilla ice cream mixing together.
I'm fascinated by this. This is MasterChef is all right. This is excellent.
Yeah, right. I feel like I'm working at Cold Rock Ice Creamery. I'm using the two. You know, they get the two spoons and use the both backs of the spoons.
Yeah, I do actually.
Okay, cool. Right. I've got
now,
it flattened.
That's fine. Put the other top of the bread on. Mm-hmm. Now I want you to squish it down.
Squish, like
squish
big...
Squish it down. Just one
hand.
Big...
With your
one
hand.
Palm squish.
Okay, yep.
All right, so make sure it's all together. Now cut it in half and then...
I'll cut it into squares, like we're toddlers. So, it'll be easy for us to eat.
Okay. Sounds reasonable.
All right,
know what? Kids, it's a treat. All you kids out there that are like, Mom, let me have some ice cream.
I want that for breakfast.
Why can't I have this for breakfast?
Because you're not an adult.
Only a treat.
Okay, all right.
Well, you so guys take a piece.
Here we go. Okay. There's a square for you, Crevo.
Oh, my bread fell off. That's all right.
That's all right.
No, the crust fell off, Crevo. No more jelly
here.
Take
a bite, guys, and describe, please.
You know what? Surprisingly okay.
It is surprisingly okay.
I bread. Told you.
Because it's a very thin white bread, it like squishes down to be like an actual ice cream sandwich, but less cookie flavor.
I think if you had more time, we could probably do a better job at it. But it's probably not something I'm eating on the reg.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. Nice. Look, ice cream and caramello in the morning. Always good. Up next, we
in between white
are revealing the winner of the Novo's drive-through wedding. Producer Jackson and Jeff, our celebrant, are on site at the moment in a mystery suburb where the winner lives. If you are in the competition, please wait by your front door. There may be a knock in minutes.
No peeking out of the curtains.
The wedding today, Bar Beach Car Park, 1 p.m. The whole thing live streamed. Our next big live stream event. It's going to be massive, guys. We're giving away a wedding right here on the show next.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
Oh, we're giving away a wedding in
minutes.
How exciting is this? Of course, the wedding is happening today, and the winner doesn't know yet. They're going to find out in just a couple
there
of minutes.
Are three very nervous couples, I'm sure.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I can't imagine what they're going through.
Just want to say, first of all, thank you to everyone that entered this competition. We had hundreds of people want to get married today. We've chosen three. One will walk away with it. So thank you to the other two and all the best in your future love endeavours.
Yeah. Of course.
Everyone's going to live happily ever after, I'm sure.
That's right. I would just want to thank a couple of businesses that have helped out with this. The dress is all thanks to Claire from Brides to Be Summersby. You know, done a great job because, of course, this is a bit of a unique situation in helping to set this up. And also the photographer who will be Jordan Panowitz Photography. You can check him out on Facebook.
Excellent. All right. Well, we have Jeff, our celebrant, in place. Producer Jackson is also right there in the thick of the action. We're going to switch off our live stream now on the New FM Facebook page. Jackson's going to take over live from the suburb outside the bride and groom's house, where we will surprise them with the fact that they are getting married at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah. Oh my
gosh.
This
is so cool.
All right, guys. Stand by for Jackson. Head over to the New FM Facebook page to our live stream for the live shots from the house right now. Avicii, Hello Black, SOS. Good morning. Avicii, 11 past 8. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. 20 degrees at the top at Maitland and the Valley today and on the coast. Guys, the moment has arrived. We are giving away a drive-thru wedding.
And I have so much going on with this wedding. And
I love the way that you walk into the room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
Yes, that's right. Hundreds of Novocastrians have applied for this. It's a wedding unlike any other, a drive-through wedding. This afternoon, 1 o'clock at Bar Beach Car Park, they will pull up in a beautiful limousine. Jeff, our celebrant, will be there. He'll marry them. They will drive off and they will be bride and groom, guys.
Amazing.
Incredible. And while we're talking limos, a big thanks to Scott from L&S Limos, who is sorting us out with the limo for this. Now, we do have Jeff joined by Jeff, our celebrant, on the line now. How are you this morning? You there, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
You're live on the air. All good. Now, this is very exciting because you are on the street where the bride lives, right near their house. That's not creepy at all. but what we're going to get you to do now is walk up to the door and knock on the door. How close are you?
like 2 seconds away.
Two seconds.
The big glass door. Fantastic.
Okay.
Right, you can check out the new FM Facebook page, our live stream. Here we go.
Okay, and the winner is Chantel Pollock and Chase Douglas from Cameron Park. They're getting married.
Oh, there's eggies and dogs and... Hang on. This isn't spooky. This is actually a buttonhole. It's just in my pocket. Well, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm good. How's it back? Hang on, I'm going to have to do this.
Oh, guys, this is so good. Jeff, did you want to put the winning couple on?
Let's put them on the phone.
Yeah, let's speak to Chantel and Chase.
Hand over the phone. You there?
Hello?
Hey, Chantel, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. So, Walker, how are you feeling right now?
Oh, I don't even know what to feel. I'm lost for words. My heart's racing. I'm shaking.
Oh,
what an exciting moment.
Did it, you know, so obviously you're going to get married in 5 hours. And I'm just watching you on our Facebook live stream as well. You're already wearing white.
I know. My friend made me a shirt as well. Yeah, we're ready to go.
Oh, this
Chase
is...
isn't quite dressed.
This is amazing.
Now, Chantel, did you want to put Chase on? Because we haven't spoken to him. We want to see how he's feeling at the moment. Mate, how are you feeling? You're getting married in about 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good to go?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm good to go, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, Chase, have you guys prepared your own vows?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, that's good.
Are you nervous to say them, not just, you know, to Chantel, but all of Newcastle?
Yeah. What do you think? Of course I am.
Just breathe, take deep breaths, and you'll be fine.
All right, yeah, guys.
Should be
fine. Well, congratulations, and thank you to everybody who entered this competition. We're going to chat to you guys before the end of the show, once everything's calmed down a little bit, to go through some things. 1 o'clock this afternoon at Bar Beach Car Park. Chantel and Chase will be tying the knot.
That's right. And if you want to watch, it'll be on our Facebook page, the New FM Facebook page. We will live stream the entire event, so you can check it out from home.
Oh, guys, very exciting. What's the goss up next here at the Novos? Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Awesome.
All right, so Jackson being out doing our live cross, basically, for our wedding.
And a big congratulations to Chantel and Chase again for walking away, getting married at 1 o'clock Bar Beach Car Park.
It's
going to
be amazing. Ooh,
very exciting. What's the goss time now, though? You guys would be well aware of Canadian singer Grimes, who is, of course, boyfriend of Elon Musk.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Don't kill his vibe.
Exactly.
The weather did yesterday to his space.
I know, right? But now she is moving into actual artwork. So she's just had an art exhibition.
Okay.
Or is about to. And one of the pieces is going to include a legal document where the buyer gets to buy 10% of her soul.
That's just creepy.
They're quite a cooked couple. They do some really weird things together.
That's weird.
Like that song we just played.
Yeah.
You don't mess with that, hey. You never mess with your soul.
All right.
Are you watching that episode of The Simpsons where Bart sold his soul to Milhouse?
That's what I was thinking about. Now, it gets more interesting because at first you think, oh, they're just like mucking around and it obviously doesn't mean much. But then Grimes has said, I don't actually want to sell that. I think we should make the buyer pay around $10 million. That way the artwork probably won't sell. So
that's strange.
It's a weird contrast because on the one hand, she's like joking around about selling her soul. On the other hand, she's like, we better put the price real high.
Yeah, because she's scared that if someone might actually get 10% of her soul.
Yes, Grimes. I've never liked her music.
It's weird. They named their kid like Roman, like numbers too.
Yeah, it was a really weird name. They've had to change it.
They're cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. One more story. Now, this one probably probably Jade you'll love. I'm really envisioning this. Lady Gaga, she's got a new album out.
Yay, Chromatica! It's amazing.
You've already listened. It only came out this morning.
I woke up early this morning and I honestly had my Wonder Boom on in the bathroom. I was getting ready to it this morning, putting my makeup on, and just it's the best.
I love how you have absolutely zero consideration for your sleeping husband this morning.
I'm sorry, Benny. It was so good. Like, if you've heard her new one like this, Stupid Love and Rain on Me with Ariana Grande, her album is better than these two songs.
Even better. So like, you reckon they picked the wrong singles, Jade?
Oh, these ones are all right. There's a couple that I'm
That's not like Gaga. She's usually pretty good at that sort of thing.
I like it when they do this because they save the bangers. Like, these ones are great, but some of the other ones on the album are just as good, if not better, and you know that she's going to win some Grammys because of it.
Yeah, okay.
It's
a big call.
But it's good.
Jade's tipping her to win Grammys.
If you're an Elton John fan, there is an amazing song with Lady Gaga and Elton John on the album, and it's fantastic.
Guys, I have Lady Gaga lyrics tattooed on my arms, and even I'm sick of hearing Harry's album.
I don't care.
That says something, how much Jade's been talking about this.
All morning. But we love talking about music on this show, and obviously we have the song challenge, guys, after this. Anton, we had basically suburb versus suburb last week. Anton won from Cameron Park. He took it out. So if you want to take on Anton from Cameron Park this morning, if you're from a different suburb, 131009. Basically, you get to choose a song. You guys go head to head, and everyone votes, and hopefully your song will get played. Yeah. So if you want to participate, 131009.
This is your chance to get a request on the air. Radio stations don't really do requests anymore, but we do with this challenge.
They've given us one song for you, Newcastle, to walk away with. Any song you want. Doing it next. 131009.
The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Guys, we've had personal jinx style.
Oh no, Jade's. So, guys, we've got a scandal unfolding right now. A huge scandal.
Me versus you.
So basically, Anton from Cameron Park, he took out the song challenge last week, and he was going to come back today to defend his title for Cameron Park, but he gets the shame bell. Because he's not answering his phone. He doesn't want to defend the title. So we've had a bit of a scandal.
I don't know if he's chickened out or
I think the pressure got to him.
That can happen. It's a very stressful game.
It is. So after this, we are doing the song challenge with Liz from Wall's End taking on Katie from Cardiff. They're going to go head-to-head in the song challenge after this.
Yeah. You finished now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Harry Styles, Adore You right now. Song challenge, minutes away at New FM. Good morning. Harry Styles, Adore You. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jay, Maddie and Crevo. It's time for the song challenge. Today, suburb versus suburb.
So basically, we have two listeners, each from a different suburb. They each have a song they bring to the table that they want played. We can only choose one, and you get to vote. So today we've got Liz from Wall's End taking on Katie from Cardiff.
Oh, Wall's End versus Cardiff represents.
Boom. Boom.
Let's meet our callers. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Live from Cardiff. How's Cardiff this morning?
Bit chilly, but bright and sunny.
Bit chilly. Okay, Katie, obviously you've heard this game before. You've got the whole suburb rooting for you right now, taking on Liz from Wall's End now. Would you like to introduce your song?
Well, sticking with the vibe today, which is all about love and the drive-through wedding, which I'm so excited to watch, Yeah, Love Shack. It's a floor filler for any wedding. It's a banger. It's a classic. It's a pump-up song.
Katie, I don't think I've ever heard another person call the B-52's Love Shack a banger.
It is a banger.
Maddie, you need to calm down. It is definitely a banger.
You know what? Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, Katie, because I've been telling him that all morning.
Oh, shut up.
It's the best song ever. Tin Roof. Rested.
Oh, Jade.
Great song. I actually really love this song. I'm pumped.
Now, just before we get into Liz, Jade, is it true that you used to do this song as a duet with your mum?
Correct. So my mum's in a band in Brisbane called Briz Vegas, and basically whenever I visit mum and they've got a gig, I get to participate and I get to join mum singing the B-52's Love Shack, so it's amazing.
All right, okay. So you
We're
might
not
be
here
a bit
to tip the scales.
You might be a bit biased. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. You know, think about that. All right, it's time to meet Liz. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. Now, tell us, which song are you wanting to win this morning? Because obviously Wall's End is all behind you.
I want to hear Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, good Ooh. Song. In love with the shape of you. Push and pull
like a magnet. All right, Liz from Wall's End, why do you want Ed Sheeran's Shape of You to win?
Because it's a good song to get you going in the morning. It's got a good energy vibe to it, and it can also be tied into your wedding that you've had this morning.
Yeah.
Because of all that love as well.
I can hear your husband, Daryl, there in the background. Is he a fan of Ed Sheeran as well?
Here we are.
We have one of Ed Sheeran's songs as our wedding song, so...
Oh, this is a tough one.
See, Liz, that's the story to sell it. You
that's
know?
Right.
This is our wedding artist.
That's right.
You know, I think so. There'd be millions of people in the world who have been married to Ed Sheeran songs.
All right, now we've got both the ladies on the phone to each other right now. Katie, meet Liz. Liz, meet Katie.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Katie. Hi.
All right, do you want to tell Liz, Katie, what you think of her song?
Well, look, it's okay, but Ed Sheeran is a bit, you know, overrated, whereas B-52s, they're Rock Lobster, very underrated also, but, you know, love that. Come on, guys. It's a banger.
Fighting words there,
I love
Liz.
It.
What do you think of Love Shack? Are you a fan?
Well, I was when I was 10. It's pretty old now.
Yeah. Verbal punch on.
Bring it back.
Or 60. All right, ladies, calm down. All right, so that's it, guys. Liz from Wall's End. Liz from Wall's End, she wants Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. Katie from Cardiff, representing with Love Shack, the B-52s. You can vote right now on 131009. Which song gets played, Newcastle?
Yep, full song. Playing next, straight after this. Hold the line, ladies.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. New FM.
Oh, guys, this has been very exciting this morning. The song challenge. We have Wall's End, Liz representing there, Cardiff, Katie. They both brought a song to the table. Love Shack versus Ed Sheeran. And the votes have come in.
Ladies, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Jade, let's reveal the
news.
Right.
The winner of the song challenge this morning is Liz from Wall's End, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Congratulations and commiserations.
Devastated.
Sorry, Katie.
Don't sound it.
All right, Liz from Wall's End walking away with the win this morning. Would you like to introduce the song, please, Liz?
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday. Enjoy Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Oh, here it is. The winner of the song challenge. Good morning, Newcastle. Tell you what, I love some Eminem for your Friday. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This morning, one of my all-time career highlights, we gave away a wedding on air.
And I have so much going on with this wedding. And
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
Because we are living in such crazy times, we're like, we can't do a normal wedding. Let's do a drive-through wedding. And we've pulled it off. Unbelievable stuff. Of course, there were twists to this as well because the couple getting married had no idea they were getting married today until today.
Yep, so we've got the moment this morning when the knock on the door changed this couple's life.
No, but what we're going to get you to do now is walk up to the door and knock on the door. How close are you?
Wow, like, guys.
2 seconds away.
Two seconds.
Okay. The big glass door. Fantastic.
Okay.
You can check out the New FM Facebook page, our live stream. Here we go.
Okay, and the winner is Chantel Pollock and Chase Douglas from Cameron Park. They are getting married. Wow, we're joined by Chantel right now. Hey.
Oh, hey, Chantel.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. So how are you feeling now? Obviously, you've had an hour or 50 minutes for this to sink in. Talk us through, you know, the last hour.
Oh, it's just been crazy. At first, I was just shaking and screaming. Like, we had the thought that we could be getting married, but now that we actually know, it's just so exciting. Like, it's all become real now.
And I was watching the live stream. It looked like you were crying there at one point.
Yeah, I was, because my mum's here as well and she started crying. So, yeah, very emotional. I think until they knocked on the door, we didn't really know it was real. And now that it's happening, it's just, yeah, it's very exciting.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I want to cry for you. I don't know what it is, why people get emotional at weddings.
Chantel, she's actually welling up.
I know, because I'm so happy for you because I love weddings.
Don't take the attention away from
Chantel. I know, but Chantel, for those who haven't heard the story of you and your fiancé, Chase, tell us how you met again. How'd you get engaged? Because it's a beautiful story.
It's a beautiful story. Yeah, right. Well, we met 10 years. Well, we met 10 years ago, and at the time I was dating one of his good friends, but that obviously just wasn't meant to be. And so then I ended up with Chase, and we've been together now for 6 years. And we got engaged July last year. We were at a bowling alley and singing some karaoke to Shania Twain, and then Chase decided, well, his mum said to him, oh, Chase, you have to marry that girl. And so he just took his mum's ring and dropped to one knee and asked the question.
This is so beautiful.
And here we are now, winning the wedding on the radio.
Is Chase there, Chantel?
Yeah, Chase is here. Do you want to chat with
him? Yeah, pop him on.
I'll
pop him on.
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, mate. Congratulations, man. Now, I've got to ask you, how are you feeling? Because, obviously, we just heard this story about how you engaged, so it was super, like, random, spur of the moment. As is this wedding, are you nervous? Are you excited? What's the go?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling all right. I'm definitely not as drunk as I was on the engagement, so that's a bonus.
You're going to take the wins you can get, my man.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, mate. Well, the limo's going to come around in a few hours, so you better get your suit on.
Yep.
This is all happening. Tell us, what's your wedding song?
What's our wedding song?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll have to wait for that one.
Surprise!
Are you going to get blind tonight? Obviously, you said you're...
I'm going to get blind?
Yeah, like, how are you going to celebrate tonight? You know, you were pretty loose when you got engaged, obviously, after the wedding.
Or have you calmed down now over the years?
You're settled.
Yeah, look, there's a fair chance. Like, there's a 90% chance of getting drunk. I'll put it that way.
It's your wedding night. Of course you should.
Of course we're going. That's a silly question.
Oh, well, congratulations, mate. We are so happy for you two. And this is going to be big, guys. 1 o'clock today at Bar Beach Car Park overlooking the ocean. Yeah. It's a beautiful spot. You'll see us right there on the side of the road. Lots of New FM signage. The guys are going to rock up in a limo.
Yep.
Jeff, our celebrant from Joined by Jeff, will be marrying these two in Bar Beach Car Park. It's going to be great.
Yeah, just a quick drive-through wedding is what it's going to be, and an incredible event. Of course, don't forget, if you want to watch this, you just need to tune in to our Facebook live stream. It'll be around 1 o'clock. We'll set it up. Mm-hmm. It'll be up and rolling. You can watch the whole thing unfold live. I've also just want to say thanks to a few businesses that have helped out with this. Important. And flowers from Flowers and Events by Michelle. They're, you know, hooked up with the flowers and they've done a beautiful job with that. The celebrant joined by Jeff. And thanks again for the dress. Claire from Brides to Be Summersby helping out with this, you know, unique situation.
I can't wait to see the dress. It's always that moment when a bride walks down the aisle, but in Chantel's case, when she steps out of the limo, it's going to be this moment, you know?
That's right.
Breathtaking.
So good. All right, guys. Well, what a big show. We're very excited. We'll see you on the live stream at 1 o'clock. Make sure you tune in for that because, you know, who doesn't want to watch a wedding in their lunch break?
Right? I know, right? It's a once in a lifetime to see it happen like this.
The full recap on the show on Monday. That's us done. We've got to get ready ourselves, guys.
We do. Yeah, I've ironed my shirt.
Did you?
Yeah, of course.
Aww. I just put my shirts in the dryer, but anyway. Jackson, don't you just love? Oh, no, he's not there.
He's not there.
Okay, he did tell me that. All right, actually, 9 o'clock, 105 commercial free. Kicking off in minutes. We'll catch you Monday. Sam Felt and Hootie and the Blowfish on the way.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for the Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.